Chapter 12.3 Section Summary.
In the 1820s, more white men were able to vote when states stopped using property ownership as a qualification for voting. Also, some political parties increased voter input by beginning to hold nominating conventions or meetings to select candidates. By the 1828 presidential election, Jackson's supporters had become the Democratic Party. After Jackson won the presidency, he rewarded some of his supporters by giving them government jobs, a practice known as the spoils system. Jackson also relied on a group of informal advisors who were called the Kitchen Cabinet because they met in the White House kitchen. Jackson often clashed with his vice president, John C. Calhoun. Their dispute widened during a national debate over tariffs. Congress passed a new tariff in 1828, which angry Southerners named the Tariff of Abominations, or of Hateful Things. Southerners believed that the tariff took power away from the states. Calhoun wrote a statement in support of states' rights, claiming that states should have more power than the federal government. In this statement, Calhoun introduced the idea of nullification. He argued that states had the right to nullify, or not obey, any federal law with which they disagreed. Even though Jackson was against nullification, he also opposed the expansion of federal power in some cases. He especially opposed the power held by the Second Bank of the United States. In McCulloch v. Maryland, the state of Maryland had sued the bank to force it to pay a tax. The Supreme Court, however, ruled that the bank was constitutional and that federal law is superior to state law. Therefore, Maryland's tax did not apply to the bank. Jackson vetoed a renewal of the bank's charter. In addition, before the charter expired, he weakened the bank's power by moving most of its funds to state banks, which caused inflation. Many members of Congress believed that Jackson had abused his powers. In 1834, a group of Jackson's opponents created the Whig Party. The Whigs supported the idea of a weak president and a strong Congress. In 1836, however, voters elected Democrat Martin Van Buren as president. Shortly after the election, the country experienced a financial crisis called the Panic of 1837. This crisis hurt Van Buren's campaign in the 1840 presidential election, which was won by William Henry Harrison.